Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period, so you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Caitlin Bristow's podcast, Off the Vine. Take it away, Brie.
Wine. Lots of wine.
Hey, B on the mic. Turn it up. Let's go. Hey, Ramen, Pino, ready for the show? Everyone's welcome, so come on in because OTV is about to begin. Hey.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow's... plural? I am Caitlin Bristow's. I am five of me, and I love it. I was reading Vinos while I said Bristow. Bristow's, Vino, whatever. We have such a fun episode for you today. You know I love astrology and horoscopes and the birth charts and all of that stuff. Manifesting. I just can't get enough. So I am joined with Natalia Benson, who is literally all of the things. She is a conscious business coach, money mentor, woman empowerment coach, astrologer, host of her own podcast. Whew. Natalia has been quoted and featured in Women's Health, InStyle, Well and Good, Yahoo Finance, and Hello Giggles, often referred to as a guiding star who helps high-powered women channel their inner goddess. Yes, she is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to building a successful, prosperous, and fulfilling life. She has helped thousands of people make meaningful changes in their lives through her numerous training courses, free resources, empowerment coaching, and so much more that she offers. Natalia is a beautiful soul, truly, who is really meant to help others. And I cannot wait for you to all learn from her like I did. You'll take something away from this episode. I promise it's just an overall feel good episode. So I hope you gain some valuable takeaways from this episode. Enjoy. Hi.
Hey, Caitlin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. It's so good to meet you.
So nice to meet you. Oh my gosh, your voice is already so calming. And I feel like I need that in my life right now. I'm having one of those days where I woke up and I was like, I didn't sleep right. My coffee is still like not kicked in. I'm debating a second one. I'm just like in this zone. And then my Wi-Fi wasn't working in here and I was freaking out because I was obviously wanting to podcast. And I found this one little corner where it's working. So I'm like, thank God for that. But it's just one of those days. This is one of those days.
Babe, and you know what? I'm having one of those days too. So it's all good. We're here. Yeah. But I was like, you know what? I know that when we get on and we're talking and we go in, it's like all that is just going to like just make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel you.
I agree. But I'm going to stop complaining because I feel like I'm like in a good zone now. I hear your voice and I'm like, it's all going to be okay. Oh, you probably get that all the time. People probably always tell you you have a comforting voice.
You know what? It's the best compliment. And I actually got your information for your birth chart. And yeah. The irony is that like that's explained in my birth chart because I have a very concentrated third house, which is your voice, your communication. Because yeah, I get that all the time. Very interesting, right? So we'll look at your chart if we have time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so incredible to dive deep into these kinds of things because so many people just either don't believe in it, period, or don't, yeah, you know, care to listen to to someone like you, more knowledgeable and have a better understanding to explain it, or they're like, that's like woo-woo. But I'm like, if anyone's ever done it or looked into it or heard a professional speak on it, it's just incredible. And I mean, I'm so excited to dive into everything you do, astrology, manifesting, women empowerment, self-growth. Those are truly some of my favorite
topics to talk about. So I thought we would start off by telling my listeners what you do as, first of all, this should be on a business card. I hope it is. A women's empowerment coach / money mentor, astrologer, all of the things. Tell us exactly what you do as that role.
Only in LA, right? Like I lived there for 12 years and my parents were like, yeah, you should, I don't know where you're going to like build out your own job title like that. So Los Angeles seems to be the place. Totally. So basically, just to put it very, very simply, I coach. Like if I'm ever on a flight and someone's like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a life coach, like just to put it simply. But my focus really is on financial empowerment. I like to call it financial sovereignty. And then I'm an astrologer and I teach natal chart astrology. So most people usually attribute horoscopes to astrology. But if you thought of astrology as like a massive iceberg, horoscopes is like the tiniest tip top part of that iceberg. And the rest is like the system of astrology. Natal chart astrology is really what I focus on. And it's not around predicting. It's not around anything of that nature. It's really around understanding yourself. And, you know, I would just say the biggest crux of my work is just helping anyone who resonates with my woo-woo-ness live a better life. And that's really, just to put it in a nutshell, that's what I'm most passionate about.
That's incredible. I mean, who doesn't want to just live their best life? We all say it. We all say live in our best life on Instagram, but do you really even know yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's probably your mission with pursuing that is to help everybody get a better understanding of themselves.
100%. And that's why, you know, that's what first got me interested in astrology actually was, you know, I was 22 years old. I was raised by parents that really just wanted me to go the route they did, which was like very corporate. Like they wanted me to go in their footsteps. They consider that to be the most secure. And it's really interesting because when I moved to Los Angeles, I'll just like lovingly blame LA on all of this stuff. But it's like I moved to LA and I remember I got broken up with, and this girl was like, the girlfriend of mine at the time was like, have you ever heard of astrology? I'll never forget that moment. And you know, as I got deeper into studying astrology on one particular website called Soul Garden, LOL, but it was awesome. And that's where I learned astrology. And it was really fascinating because the first time I ever got my natal chart read, I was like, this is, how can this person be telling me things about myself that I know at a very proverbial core level that people don't know about me? You can't Google it. Mm-hmm. And that was really what turned the corner for me of just wanting to understand myself. And really, you know, now I say I teach astrology empowerment. It's like, how can we empower ourselves to, because we're truly, truly unstoppable when we are our own best friend. And because being a best friend, it doesn't mean you're perfect all the time. It means that you see the shit, you see your shadow, and you still are like, okay, let's grow. I love you. Like, how can we learn from this? And astrology and natal chart astrology specifically is a great tool for that. Really great tool for self-compassion and self-awareness.
Yeah, it's so hard because I feel like this is always, you know, something for people to work on, which is also cool because obviously we're never going to get to be perfect and fully love ourselves 10 out of 10 100. All the time. But it's so cool to get to know yourself and have more compassion. And it's taken me a lot of years to even see the difference in myself. I used to speak so poorly to myself and I still do sometimes, but over years I've really done like, you know, I love having people on who know about astrology. I love going to therapy. I love finding out my shadows and working through them. And I was always like, it's such a long process. But now it's been probably 7 years of doing so. And I'm like, okay, I see the benefits. And I think it's so important for people to have compassion for themselves. And it's cool that you're able to help bring that out in people. And I know a lot of, like, I actually would have loved to be an astrologer. I find it very overwhelming. It's a lot of information, but I'm always fascinated by people's different signs. But how did you just got into it because you moved to LA and somebody asked you about it? Or were you always kind of a spiritual person?
Well, here, I want to just say something really quickly. I love that you're saying this because your chart literally illustrates all of this. I was like, well, no wonder Caitlin would be open to like having me on, because you are, you're spiritually curious, or whatever you want to call it. You may be woo-woo curious, whatever. You have like this 12th house concentration. But anyways, I just have astrology geek moments, especially when I know someone's chart and like putting it together. But just to answer your question, you know, not necessarily. Like, my grandparents on my mom's side were actually very, they were into yoga, they were into meditation, and my parents not so much. Like, the first person I ever meditated with was my grandma, and my grandpa was very into personal development and like visualization. And so it's very interesting, but my parents weren't like that at all. So I kind of got little bits of that from my grandparents, but it wasn't like that was being nurtured in me. Like, people always ask me, like, well, were your parents like into tarot? Like, who got you like this? And I was like, you know, or who inspired you to be like this? And I was like, you know, I think there were little things. But when I moved away, I went to San Diego for school. And honestly, it was my first time being alone. I was away from my family, and I went into a very dark place for quite a few years. And it's really fascinating, because now I look back and I'm like, oh my God, like, those were the years where, like, I started to explore meditation. I started getting fascinated by astrology. I started, it's just kind of all these things kind of started to come into my life. Yoga, all of these tools, right? That nobody necessarily raised me with, at least not my parents, but I was finding solace in them, because instead of me feeling like I was living into everyone's expectations of who I was supposed to be, I was starting to be able to spend time alone, because I had things that fascinated me and like woke something up in me. Like, you know, when you find a passion and it's a feeling that you almost can't describe, it just like lights something up in you. And that was really how the spiritual was for me. And not that you asked, but like, I struggled with addiction, like in my early 20s, and really, like, and I don't say this lightly, but getting into meditation, like working, through the kinks in my body with yoga, these were all things that really helped me heal. And, that's why I feel like, I think I realized that like years and years later when I was in therapy, I was like, wow, these spiritual tools, whatever you want to call them, they really saved my life. Like, I think they saved me from just kind of the darker parts of myself and help me accept those dark parts of myself, which truthfully, like, spirituality and spiritual practice, astrology, whatever, it's not all like love, light, rainbows, like farting unicorns. It's actually like really just accepting yourself and getting to know like the deeper truths of life as you perceive them, not necessarily what you're told or what is maybe even collectively accepted, but like, how do you feel about something? How do you feel about yourself? Like, can you be alone with yourself for 20 minutes and be okay? Right. You know what I mean? I still struggle with that. And I've been into all this stuff a long time, but it's just like, it's, you know, that's what really got me into it. We're kind of some of those darker years, and I'm so grateful. And I've just been kind of hooked ever since. Just really, you can never, it never gets old. You know, there's always so much more to discover about yourself.
Okay. You know, I can't keep a secret. Depends what it is, but most of the time, no. Or a deal to myself, which is why I'm going to tell you the best place to find spring savings, Ross. Okay. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends, because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. Trust me. You do not want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops, and it's spring. So, you know, Ross has savings on sundresses. You can shop your spring style with brand names, sandals for less. And with these savings, you're going to want to get a handle on these handbags. Get outside this spring with savings on the outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys, okay? There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at Progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at Progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That makes so much sense that it takes dark times and moments to come out on this other spiritual side. That's what happened for me as well. I just was in a really, really dark place for about a year, maybe a little longer, but it was the same thing. I started getting so curious to get to know myself and why I was in this dark place and the healing that could come from it. And my dad always says, so my dad has been sober for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And he always says, it's too bad that somebody has to, you know, hit that rock bottom or be in AA and have a problem to learn how to appreciate life and to get to know yourself and heal, because everybody can benefit from that, you know? But usually people do get into that from being in such a dark place. I know that's when I started to really want to get to know myself and heal from that. So you said something about, you know, how a lot of parents do this where they want security for their children. They don't understand following your own dreams and path and how that could actually bring success from doing what you love. And what was it for you that you didn't take that traditional blueprint of what your parents said you should? What was it inside of you that was like, I'm not going to do that?
Oh man, it was not easy at the beginning, but bringing it back to astrology and getting to know our personalities, it's like I'm an Aries and I have what's known in Western astrology as a stellium, which is like four or more planets in a sign or house. We'll talk about that later, but basically what is the energy of Aries? And so Aries is very much like, I'm going to go first. It's the first house, so the number one, and it's a very independent solo energy. And so for me, I just could not, and it's got a little rebellious streak as well. Mm-hmm. Planetary ruler is Mars. And the whole energy for me, my personality ever since I was a kid is like, I just wanted to kind of do things my own way, figure things out on my own. And so when I was finishing up college, my parents were like hell bent on me interviewing and getting a job. And my whole body it made me feel sick to think of it. And not because, you know, I wanted to freeload, but I mean, that kind of would have been nice to be honest, but I was just, I was like, so I cannot do what you're telling me just because you're telling me it doesn't feel right to me. And so we had many headbutting moments and because mostly, and now, you know, this is 12, 13, 14 years ago. It's like, I just see that they were afraid for me and they didn't know the path, kind of like what you were saying, babe. It's like they didn't know what was possible for me to just follow what I wanted to do, follow what I was passionate about. And so, yeah, we, It was a frightening time. I remember I'm very into dreams. And
oh my
gosh,
same. I just had a dream expert on my podcast. I'm obsessed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to listen to that episode. I love dreams. I love this, like, understanding the subconscious. And it's really crazy because right around that time, my parents were kind of turning on, like, just the fear button, like level 6,000. Like they really wanted to warn me, quote unquote, of all the things that could go wrong, which was just making my anxiety levels just fucking skyrocket.
Right.
But then I was just rebellious too, because I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to disobey how I feel.
Yeah.
But I remember having a dream. I'll never forget it, obviously, because here we are.
Yeah.
But I saw in my dream, I was kind of in this circle room, and this massive shark comes out of this water, which I'm fucking terrified of sharks.
Yeah.
So it comes out of the water. And then I realize it's paper. It's a cardboard, almost like a circus cutout or something. Uh-huh. And I woke up and I was like, okay, maybe the things you're afraid of, because I don't so much, and I wonder what the dream expert had to say, but it's like, I don't can interpret dreams so much literally, like there's going to be a shark busting through my apartment.
No.
But it's like,
no,
it's like, it's so much deeper, right?
Yes.
Like, what does it represent?
Yes.
And when I saw that shark, but then realized that it was paper, I realized, okay, it kind of gave me a signal from my inner mind that was like, maybe all the fear is just that. It's thin. It's mm-hmm. okay. It's not real necessarily. It looks real, but it's not real. And so that was really how that started. And I'm a lot of the women that I work with, I mean, from 18 to 65 plus, which is incredible. But I wow. really am very passionate on talking to women in their early 20s and even late teens, because I didn't have a lot of guidance then. And I had my parents, I didn't really have mentors. I had my parents, and they had an agenda. And I think that I'm so passionate now about speaking to women in that phase of life, because it's just like, no, keep going. Like, you can do this. And I wonder how it would have been for me if I had someone in that time of my life, like really feeding confidence and empowerment and love and possibility mm-hmm. Versus fear. And I think that that's a beautiful thing to consider.
Wow. That's incredible. And I love, you know, you were probably put on this earth to go through those things, to learn that this is what you're going to help another generation learn. You know what I mean?
100.
So, but I do that all the time. I always think back to the fragile times of the teens and the early 20s, and you don't know who you are and you think you do, and trying to figure out your life and thinking you should have. I always think, gosh, what if I had someone to look up to, like I want to be now to certain people, or like I want to have people like yourself on to have a voice for younger people to listen, not even younger. I mean, you said up to 65 plus, like it's never too late all at the same time.
100%.
You know, I just love that. And I love that you're into like visualizing and manifestation. I think everyone that listens to this podcast knows I am huge into manifesting. And it's not even that I know how. It's not even that I know the thought process behind it. I just truly dream of things. And if I will put, like, I will fall asleep thinking about myself in that situation. Like, I used to fall asleep thinking about interviewing celebrities. Like, I used to think about that all the time. I was like, I want to host something, or like get on that level where I can have my own show, or, and I would just like think about myself with a microphone interviewing people and having meaningful conversations or funny conversations. And like certain things I dreamt about getting on a reality show. I dreamt about winning the Mirror Ball and getting on Dancing with the Stars. I did all these things that I've like just thought of. So, and then they just happen naturally. Like even hosting The Bachelorette, I was like, well, this will never happen. And I even said that, which is not really manifesting, but I said that, but I would think about myself in that position all the time. And it just like naturally happened. But is there something you could say for my listeners, just like using your extreme manifesting wisdom to explain what manifesting actually is and how you do it? Is there a way to explain that?
Oh, for sure. And first off, I actually want to say it's powerful that you said never, because let's say that the universe doesn't necessarily hear never. I actually don't say, you know, they say never say never. I actually don't, because anything I've ever said, I used to say, I'll never live in Hollywood. That was one of the first moments I ever remember saying, I'll never mm-hmm. do something. Well, guess where I lived for like 10 years? Yeah. I lived in Hollywood and West Hollywood. So it's like kind of funny is that still one thing that I want to point out first about manifesting is just for us to be mindful of the way we speak, mm-hmm. because basically just to kind of take a little bit of the woo and look maybe even just at the psychology, or the mental plane of manifestation. Manifestations are essentially an outpicturing of our subconscious mind. So you, Caitlin, you already do what I actually tell my students to do. I'm like, if you want to call something into your life before you go to bed and when you wake up, or if you want to let go of a habit and transform that habit into something more empowering, what are you doing and thinking about right before you go to bed and right when you wake up? What do so many people do? Phones. They're on their phones. It's like, so you're just bringing in everybody else's whatever. Like, hopefully it's some positive, empowering shit, but it's like mostly, no, you're just kind of getting the outpicturing of everybody else's mentalities. Wow. So what I always say, you know, because every night, and this is, I guess I'll quote Dr. Bruce Lipton or Dr. Joe Dispenza, but basically the whole idea is that when we go to sleep every night, we move into what's known as the theta brainwave state. That is the same state that we were in utero to 7-8 years old. Wow. So I don't know if you've ever heard of like inner child healing or like getting to know your inner child. Oh, yeah. So the way that I see it is that when we are in utero and then in our young years, we are highly impressionable. Like that is where we learn language. That is where we learn the customs of our culture. That's a very impressionable time. And guess what brain state we're in every single moment for those beginning years? We're in the theta state. And so the theta state is just, as I mentioned, this just impressionable state. So why so often do we grow up and we become outpictures of our young years? And I'm very into past lives if we want to go real woo, but it's like, let's just speak about this lifetime, right? It's like, we can sometimes be like, wait, why do I have that attitude towards money? Or why do I think that this like limitless possibilities are available to me? Well, so often it's what you were around in those formative years. So fast forward to present day, when it comes to our manifestation capacity, when right before you go to bed, listen to something or look at your vision board or read something that inspires you. What you want to do is you're drifting off into sleep is you want to make sure that you are programming that subconscious, that inner mind to what you want. And you've already been doing this, babe. Like, and you don't have to just do it at night. You can obviously manifest and think about things that you want all day long. But here's the thing. We are the most powerful when we get those images into our inner mind, into our subconscious. The conscious mind is responsible. It varies from different things I read and listen to, but it varies between 10% and 90%. So 10% is the conscious mind. Like right now, you and I are functioning from our conscious minds mostly. And then 85-90% is subconscious, because the subconscious mind is responsible for your heart beating. It's responsible for knowing if like danger is coming. I mean, it's pretty prolific. And that would be, again, like I have to say, I feel like I'm a bit more woo-woo than I am scientific. So if anyone's listening is like, that percentage is awful, please forgive. But it's like, I really just like to get the energy of just like, what's the message and how can it make your life better? And so think about like, when it comes to manifesting, what am I exposing myself to on a daily basis? Am I looking to inspire myself around what's possible? I did a really beautiful interview with InStyle not too long ago, and we really talked about an empowering way to relate to manifesting. And the way that I like to speak about it is like, well, are you allowing yourself to be inspired by what's possible on a daily basis? Or are you just looking at everything that's wrong, whether with you or everybody else or the world at large? Like, we have to have vision and being willing to see beyond what is right now. And just like you said, like you're essentially speaking about like daydreaming, right? Like what's possible? What would I love to experience? And that is just magnificently powerful. We don't give our imaginations enough credit, but the truth is, right? Like, but we are manifesting all the freaking time. We are creating all the time. So if you want to just take a bite-sized practice, or for your beautiful listeners, it's like, okay, what can I pay attention to tonight when I go to bed and tomorrow night or tomorrow morning when I wake up that inspires me around the life that I want to live? And that is a powerful manifestation tool, because the more those images get into your subconscious, the more you will experience them. You will experience them. That is how it works. So you have to be mindful of what you put in there. Don't fall asleep listening to crime freaking podcasts. You know what
I
mean?
Oh my gosh. It's like, I was falling asleep to Handmaid's Tale for a while, and I was just having like weird dreams and being like, wait, what am I feeding my brain before I fall asleep? This is not good for me. It's so interesting. But I just, going back to dreams for 2 seconds, it reminded me, because when you said you had the dream about the shark, I have dreams about whales all the time, that I'm swimming with whales, that they're like these, like, I mean, they are huge, but like that they're just like could kill me in 2 seconds, but I'm just swimming with them and I know how scary it is, but I like surrender to them and I just swim with them. And it happens like at least once a week. Like it just happened 2 nights ago. I have the same recurring dreams all the time. And obviously I look those up and it's like whales are very spiritual and it's like so crazy. That's what I dream. My dreams are anywhere from like a lot of, my fiance cheating on me, that happens a lot in my dreams, swimming with whales or getting shot, which of course, again, it was very fascinating to listen to the dream expert, but you should listen to that episode because it is.
Oh, I'm so excited. Like when we're done, I'm literally going to go listen to it.
It's really fascinating, but that was more for the dream part of it.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at Progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose from the best options for you fast. It's one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at Progressive.com to try the new Name Your Price tool for yourself and join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now: getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a
homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, so let's talk about natal charts for a second, because you use it as a tool for life purpose, wealth, creation, empowerment, which I love. It's crazy to me how much you can learn about somebody through their birth date, time, birth charts. Like, is natal chart like a birth chart, or what exactly is a natal chart?
Yeah. So it's okay. So just to put it so simply, it's very fascinating, actually. So a natal chart, think of the root word natal. Mm-hmm. It's your birth, essentially. Like the idea of the chart is that it is a snapshot of what was happening planetarily the moment that you were born. So what is said is that you are at the center of the chart. And that's why, like, I have like your exact birth time. I have your exact birth date. I have your exact birth location.
Yeah.
Birthplace.
Yeah.
I asked the person that was booking this, and I was like, can I have her location of birth? I was like, otherwise known as her city. I was like, what did I just ask? Oh my God. I mean, anyways,
you said it out loud, and I was like, yes, location of birth.
Yeah. I don't know why. I was like, that you could have just said city. But anyways, so basically it's very, you just have to have those things right on the money. If you do not know your birth time, that is okay. There are other ways to draft the chart, but the whole idea is that the moment you take your first breath, what an astrologer will interpret is, where were the planets? What sign was ascending on the horizon? And then I like to say that astrology is like a bit of a cosmic language. It's like, mm-hmm. once you know what the sun represents, and I only know about Western astrology, but once you know what the sun represents, the ascendant represents, the Venus represents, and then you take a look at the sign and then the house that those planets are placed in, then what an astrologer will do is we'll interpret that. And it is just uncanny. I mean, I've been reading birth charts since I was 23, and it's just like, I mean, it's into the thousands at this point. And it is, I mean, it's incredible. That's why I think sometimes people can be like, oh, well, horoscopes are just a hawk or whatever. And I don't believe in astrology. And I actually, my favorite story very quickly, I have to share this. It's kind of good. But I remember when I was like 23, I worked at a juice bar in Los Angeles, on Cahuenga Boulevard. Yeah. And every person that came in, this was the start of my career. I was just like, what's your birthday? Like, what's your birthday? I just was like a little social scientist. And this guy comes in and he's shopping for supplements or whatever. And I go, hey, so what's your birthday? And he's like, why? You gonna ask me my sign? And I was like, God, maybe. And he's like, well, I don't believe in astrology. And I go, are you a Virgo? And his face just
hilarious.
Like, yeah, I am. I was like, thank you. Yep. I'll go ring up your, just such a good moment. Cause I was just like, cause astrology, it's not as woo woo. Yes, there is a mystical component,
of course,
but it is a personality. It's like a cosmic personality test. It is literally like, how can, like, I could take a look at you, Caitlin, as like a Gemini, you have a Cancer rising, you have a stellium in your 12th house. And really what's so cool is I can look at just the things that you are motivated by, the things that impassion you, the things, the way that you present yourself, it's all in your chart. And so, yeah, just to answer it simply before I spin off into an astrology geek tangent.
No,
that's really what it is.
I'm like, go on. I appreciate you so much being able to read my chart and like tell me things, because no matter, I've had an astrologer on my podcast before, but no matter what, I love hearing every different reading, every different person's like, yes, take on it. I want to hear it all. So please tell me.
Should we take a look at your chart?
Yeah, I would love that.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, can you see the chart?
Yes.
Okay, so just to confirm, is it okay if I confirm your birth details?
Yes.
Okay, June 19th, 1985, 7:32 a.m.?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so a couple things. So you are a sun in Gemini, 28 degrees. So what's known as like the final decan. And so let me explain what that means. And that's like a little bit of a, it's not something that you need to learn right off the bat, but it's just something that I want to add because you as a Gemini, like Geminis are naturally curious, communicative, like self-expression. It's like, obviously you have a podcast, like things that are kind of ruled under like Gemini's jurisdiction. I always like to say is like podcasting, social media, text messaging, phone calls, local energy, kind of like being the mayor, like just like liking to make connections with people and communicate and express yourself. Now your sun is in what's known as the third decan and it's ruled by Uranus. Like you are, you know, a trailblazer. You do things in your own way and you are also seeking like evolution in this lifetime. Does that make sense? It's yes. Like you want to evolve. You don't want to stay the same. You want things mentally that will help you evolve and move forward and also create equanimity or connection with other people, humanity at large. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's really cool. Yeah. So you can see right here, like you have these four planets in the 12th house. And so you have your Mars, your Moon, your Mercury, and they're all in Cancer. It's actually funny. You just said, I'd love to be cozy because cozy is like a keyword of Cancer.
That's like, so you just funny.
Like, do you, okay, I'm assuming you travel a lot and you have to be like on the move. Obviously the last year isn't
right. Exactly, yes.
A textbook, but, would you say that even though like you perhaps have to travel a lot for your career that you really prize like making home wherever you go or being home more than you are out in the world?
Yes. 1000%.
Because Cancer is very much this energy of just like homemaking and just wanting to be cozy, like truthfully. And it's like nurture yourself, nurture other people.
Mm-hmm. That is so, it's so interesting too, because when I first just thought of astrology as like, I'm a Gemini, I was like, well, maybe I'm more of a Cancer because I'm like on the cusp. I don't know, because I related so much to some Gemini energy, but a lot of Cancer. And so it's interesting that makes more sense now.
You have a lot, you have a very, like quite a big concentration in Cancer, especially because your ascendant is in Cancer. So I'll tell you this very quickly and just for anyone who wants to get to know their chart. But what's really fascinating is that people will more perceive you as your ascendant sign than they will your sun sign, unless it's in the same sign. So you are a very cuspy. As I like to say, you're at that 28 degree mark. So you're very close to Cancer, but then you have these three planets in Cancer and your ascendant in Cancer. So you're very Cancerian, like even though you only have actually two planets and one of them isn't even necessarily a planet, it's an asteroid, but you only have two placements in Gemini. You mostly have like Cancer placements. Isn't that interesting? So it's kind of like, and you're already a cusp. So a couple other things. Well, let me ask you this, babe. Is there anything you'd like me to take a look at? Because the amazing thing about natal charts is that really anything that you want to explore is in the chart.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. Everything. What do we have time for? I want it all. Well, to see that, the nurturing and that kind of thing, like I, of course, can't wait to be a mom. I feel like, I don't know, maybe... I always like to know relationship stuff, but that might take you having his birth chart too, but
we can totally just look at yours. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to look at your transits right now. So see how the chart just got really wild. You're like, whoa, there's a lot going on. So the outside, like this outside wheel where there's all these little planetary marks, this is actually where the planets are today. So it's actually where they are right now. So if I take that away, this is just where the planets were the day, the moment you were born. But when I add this, this is where the planets are today.
Oh, that's
cool. So it's kind of cool. And so what we can do is we can look and see like what's transiting, what's aspecting you.
I want to know why I'm in a mood today.
Let's actually find, you know what? Actually, you know why you're in a mood right now?
Why?
Because the North Node is actually 2 degrees away from your natal Chiron. And Chiron is what's known as the wounded healer in astrology. Now, this is not a negatory, so don't worry at all. But the thing with Chiron is that it can feel like if we're not acknowledging our emotions, it can feel just like uncomfortable. Does that make sense? Like if you need rest, or if there's something that at like a deeper emotional or even spiritual level that you don't have the space to check in with, which most of us don't because we live such crazy lives and we're so outward focused that when we have these deeper transits, it can just feel uncomfortable. But that's, you know, I look at it also from the soul perspective that that's our soul's way. I believe our soul speaks to us through our emotions to kind of get our attention and turn inward. Right. Mm-hmm. So anytime we have a transit to Chiron, it can just feel like, okay, where am I needing to check in at a deeper level right now? Yours is in your 11th house, which is also very much the house of like, you have to be on. And there can also be a feeling where just with the node, like making a connection to this, to your Chiron, where it's like, do I want to be on right now or do I want to be chilling? Like, you know what I mean? Or like where, you know, what does that resonate, babe? Because that
very much,
I think it's really powerful actually that you are feeling this way because that's definitely can be a powerful indicator. And I also speak this because I just went through a very big Chiron transit a couple months ago.
That's so how long does that last?
Well, here's the thing. When we're having transits that can be challenging, the truth is they don't feel challenging the entire time, right? Yeah. It's the thing with astrology that I love so much is like when we are willing to grow, when we're willing to listen and tune in or take care of the issue at hand, of course it doesn't perpetuate, but what do so many of us do? We kind of ignore, or we're not able to give ourselves the time and the energy that we deserve because our lives demand a lot of us, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's not necessarily that you're going to feel this way that like your whole time filming or whatnot, but you do, I think what can be called for here is how can you create some space for yourself each day? How can you fill your own cup each day? What can you do to, because I feel like, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you are actually a very deep being and you do need time alone to like replenish yourself. Like, would you consider yourself more of like an introvert, like an extroverted introvert, if that makes sense?
1000%. Yes. Yeah.
And so you have to recharge those batteries. And I think your Chiron in your 11th can also be not putting everybody else in front of like your own deeper needs. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's exactly how I have been feeling all day is like, oh my gosh, it's really like I can usually film and be on. And like, that's kind of like my thing. Like I can turn it on and I can be on and I can still be able to be myself, but like it takes a lot. It drains me. And I think it drains anyone, but it drains me to not refill my cup. And if I come home and like, even just having a glass of wine and doing like a late night stretch before bed will like recharge me in a way.
100%.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Wim Hof method?
Yes. I take cold showers all the time. Me too. Like did the breathing. I was just in Hawaii with my girlfriend and we did the breathing exercises every morning.
And you know what? The reason I love Wim Hof is, and love his method is because they're so quick. They're just these little things that you can do to replenish your physiology and give back to yourself. So, you know, this will be the time where it's like those check-in points when you're feeling kind of like, you know, and you just feel, you're like, I just feel off.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a call for it, like a calling card from your emotional body, from your soul. And it's like, okay, is it doing the forward bend for a minute? Is it doing breath work? Is it doing a headstand? You know, those are all like the little Wim Hof. I love his app. It's like,
it's incredible.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
But it's like, is it time to go do my warm to cold shower? Like something that just, you are putting energy and input back into you so then you can give, right? Mm-hmm. And that you can be on.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a great question. I'm glad we got into that.
Yeah, that I already feel better just knowing that.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to this, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now, getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the last thing that I'll say for you, babe, unless you want to just, we can do your chart the rest of this time. I'm totally happy to.
I mean, I want to, but I have other questions, but I want to do like a whole other one on just the chart.
And the last thing I'll say is just that you are in a transit right now. Yeah. And I don't do charts anymore. So it's so fun for me to get to do this
because
this is what I did for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's such a deep, so dear to me, but you know, the last thing I'll say is a very important thing for you is this is a time for you to really take care of your health. Like, and maybe even over the last maybe 10 years, because Pluto's been transiting your sixth house of like health, well-being, digestion, day-to-day activity, day-to-day routine. It's just about to leave your sixth house. But whenever it's almost like taking an inventory with yourself, like, where can I take incredible care of my body? How can I treat my body vessel with, you know, with attention to detail? Does that make sense? Cause that's a very powerful transit.
Yeah. That's so interesting because I usually take care of like myself in certain ways, but like being here, I feel like it's so hard because I'm in a hotel. So to nourish my body properly, the hours that I'm filming and then not getting the proper sleep, taking care, cause that throws me all off too, because I just feel better in life when I'm taking care of my body. And like, I do like I just did a 12-week course on intuitive eating and all these things. And now I just feel so thrown off because I'm filming.
It's okay. Do your best. But I think it's like, it's just the thing that's coming through for me, for you is just to find those little touch points where you can, like I said, fill your cup.
Yeah.
And even if like you just, you know, get Whole Foods delivered or, you know, do your best, like, especially like do your best with where you are.
Yeah.
But, that's definitely an important thing I'd say also for just, and that's obviously like anybody could say, well, duh, Natalia, like take care of your health. You feel good. Duh.
Yeah.
But it's like, but you're actually having a transit where there's a very big concentration on that for you.
Okay. That's good to know. Is there anything else that stands out to you that you think I should know in my chart before we move on to questions?
Totally. Like, I would just say that you are absolutely here to be yourself. You are absolutely here to be a leader in just being like this really beautiful force. Does that make sense? It's like, you're just here to like you have your part of fortune in your first house in Leo. And it's like your shine and like your energy is so important, and you likely touch and empower people that you'll never even know that you've made a deep difference on their life just by you being willing to shine. And you have a beautiful heart, you know? And here's the thing. I'm not super familiar. I'm like, may as well be a hermit, but I don't watch TV, but yeah. I obviously know who you are. But this to me is just coming very intuitively. And obviously someone could say, well, yeah, if you watch her, you see her, then of course you would say that. But this is actually reflected in your chart. And the part of fortune is always like, you know, that's where you are meant to shine. That's a deep talent of yours in this lifetime. And yours is really just the gift of being like completely, wholeheartedly, authentically who you are and being a leader and being a guide in that way.
I love that so much. A lot of people who do like, who have read my birth chart or they have said that too. And it's just like that nice. To me is like what I have felt within myself my whole life. Like I've always wanted to be a trailblazer. I've always wanted to like do things that people thought I couldn't. And I always wanted to like yes. make people happy while doing it. Like Jason, my fiance, always says that about me, that people like always see me as this jokester, or like that I do like I'm empowered in myself. And he goes, but she has such a big heart. So when you said that, I'm like, I really yes. do. So thank you for saying all those things. It was really And I mean, another thing that you do and something I think my listeners would be so interested in is the like money aspect. Like you, I know you like to help people create a life of abundance. So how can you use your natal charts to help you grow financially?
Oh yeah. I mean, that's actually funny. We didn't really look at your second or your 10th. We were getting all woo woo with all your other stuff, but here's the thing. If you want to look at the way you can relate to money in a way that like resonates with your, and forgive the word, I say the word energy all the time. Like I can't help it. Like I'll be in the grocery store talking to someone. I'll be like, your energy. And they're just like, okay, you lost me in energy. But I'm just like, that's just what comes out.
I'm the same way.
But truthfully, it's like what is your unique energy when it comes to money? Everything is energy. Everything is these little subatomic particles becoming matter. So I hear, and here's what's so magnificent. Money is no different. Like it's just really the way we place it from our own beliefs, the way we've been taught about money, whatever. But money is, if you can look at money as an energy and yourself as energy, there's a lot of power there. There's a lot that you can do with that. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to astrology and looking at your natal chart, you can look at the second house, the sixth house and the 10th house. And there can be planets in there. Absolutely. And that'll give you some information. But if those houses are empty, don't worry. It doesn't mean that you're like not going to make money or something. Like it's right. not that at all. It's like, but you can see from the sign that cusps your second house, mm-hmm. the sign that cusps your sixth house, the sign that cusps your 10th house, the way that you relate to money, the way that you relate to making money, the way that you relate to building money. And what I always like to say is never use your natal chart against yourself. Never look at it as like a negative, which if for anyone that's into astrology, they know that you can do that. And you can find blogs that do that. It's like, you have to be mindful of the way you use this tool. It's just like a hammer. Like you can use a hammer to hang a picture. You can use a hammer to give yourself a bruise. It's just right. like, it's right. the same tool. How do you yeah. use it? Yeah. And so with astrology, it's like when you take a look at your second house, you can see what is the best way for you to be productive when it comes to money. What is the best way even for you to build your bank account, build your productivity when it comes to money? It's the money you earn. Your sixth house is what you can do on the day to day to day to create money, create abundance in your life. Your 10th house, which is the Capricorn ruled house, that when you take a look at the 10th, you can see, okay, how can I build money? How do I relate to building money for the long term? How do I relate to building wealth? Because for any of my Capricorns out there, it's like, a big thing with Capricorn is stability and security. So that 10th house is not so much about the money that I make in the moment. It's like, what am I actually doing to build legacy for myself and others? How can I relate to wealth in this long-term perspective?
Yeah.
So it's a lot. No, but it's, to explain it audibly, but it's
well,
a lot.
I mean, you also offer multiple courses and free resources for people who are looking to create a successful business like you have. And yes, you probably have so much advice in there. And also, you have your own empowerment coaching certification called Money Membership, which is designed to raise your wealth frequency and magnetize abundance. So all of that is amazing. Where can people find your courses and more information about you and learn more about all of this?
Yes. Well, I'm very active on Instagram. It's just at Natalia_Benson. And then I have a membership all around money, and that is for anyone that wants to learn money, heal. Like, this might sound kind of funny, but like, I talk about healing debt because a lot of times in, you know, getting rid of debt, it's a lot of forgiveness, and and you got to have the forgiveness component. So I talk about healing debt, raising your income, and just creating a fun relationship to money, because I think money can be so serious. So I have a very woo-woo approach to money. That's my membership. And then I do have a certification, which is different. That's for anyone who wants to become an empowerment coach. All of that can be found at my website. It's just nataliabenson.com. And you can find everything that I have upcoming, all of my courses. And I'm so honored. This was just so wonderful. And I really hope that, yeah, you guys took a lot from this.
I took so much from it. I could talk to you. I have to, unfortunately, go get my nose swabbed for yet another COVID test, because I'm like, I just love this stuff. I feel like lighter in my days after I have these kinds of conversations. And just like, I don't think I could ever get sick of learning about it. And like you said, there's always something to learn about yourself, which is so freaking cool. I think that's the coolest thing in life, is to just always learn more about yourself. And I'm just so grateful. It's cool too, because my fiance is very analytical and calculated with money and finances. And that was his, you know, that's what he went to school for. And I love a spiritual approach as well. And I love having both angles of that, because I can relate more to a spiritual side, but my God, has he helped me on, you know, with all the other ways. But it's so cool. And I just feel like, even if people, you know, aren't like, ooh, an astrology podcast, I still feel like they would take so much away from this conversation, or like even just find comfort or take something away where they want to get to know themselves better. So it was so cool. It was so nice to meet you. And
me too.
Like, again, I actually probably would love to do another podcast down the road just for more like chat about this, just because I can never get enough.
We can dive deeper. There's so much information in this stuff. So I would love to see you again, and just thank you again. This was wonderful.
Absolutely. You can come on anytime. Okay, thank you so much. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Vine arrows, do you own or rent your own home? I'm sure you do. I bet it could be hard work, but you know it's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy, which, thank God, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.